You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, Robert, good morning.
Morning.
I'll let you finish do you want to finish your text?
No, it's okay. We're done.
Hey, Robert, you've got a book coming out and a photo exhibition coming out called Back to Bed or Come Back to Bed. Come Back to Bed. So what I've got here, there's a typo there. It says Comedy Back to Bed.
Oh.
So I'm looking to say that. Hey, Robert, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this because it's really interesting.
Yeah.
You're the victim of a sexual assault. How long
ago? The beginning of February last year.
So fairly recently,
yeah,
and which is a terrible thing for anyone to have to go through, and I guess there's a raft of different ways that people deal with it as well, and you've found success, I guess, in dealing with it by working on a project, which you can tell us about right now.
Yeah, so I didn't do it at the beginning to do a book, but after 5 months of celibacy, I met a guy that I thought. This guy's really cool, he's really handsome, and then after we had our fun and had sex and whatever, I took a photo of him and just kept it on my phone, and then...
Is that something you'd usually do?
No, I think it was because the camera that I just got was very cool, and I was like, okay, I want to test it out and see what it looks like.
So it wasn't a safety thing to, you know?
No.
And how was he about that? Was he cool about that?
Yeah, he was like, as long as my face isn't in it and no one knows my name, then it's fine. And then I did it to the next guy and the next guy.
So I guess it must have been that first guy after what happened.
Yeah.
You must have been terrified initially, super as vulnerable as could be, and scared to go there again.
Yeah,
that'd be right.
Scared to feel things again and just have to go through that whole, because I was not in control the first time, the time that I was assaulted, and then now taking photos was sort of a way of me being in control again, because I was the one being.
Because some people never get to that, to being able to feel in control again, you know, and 5 months
is not a long time for a celibacy as well, because in the gay world, 5 months is like 5 years, but like...
In gay years.
Yeah, gay years. But then, like, I did it with the next guy, and then now it's 13 boys, and there are handwritings on the back.
Oh, really? So you've documented every partner you've had since then?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's a contest, but it's about...
Yeah, it was
getting your feelings back. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the whole book is about how I felt with them and how I felt leaving them. Because I had to re-experience so many different things. I had to relearn casual sex, relationship sex, and then like lust. And I was getting attached to people that I'd met once, and it was just a whole like roller coaster that I had to re-guide myself through.
And did you sort of go anywhere like for help?
Yeah, I went to ACC counselling. I went like for 3 weeks, and
so that was a help.
Yeah, I was rewriting everything that happened to try and piece everything, come to terms with everything that happened, and I think ACC helped me identify that it was an assault because I was so terrified to even call it rape.
Yeah. And so by taking photos and then talking to, because the book's, it's a beautiful, beautiful photos, very talented photographer.
Thank you.
And there's some quotes all through the book as well, and a couple of poems and stuff like that, and a bit of prose. Are the quotes from you or from your partners?
The quotes are from my partners, all of them. I just remember them saying, and then I wrote it down, and then the poems were just how I felt about each individual person.
When you had the idea for the, because you must have had the idea for the book towards the end.
Yeah, it was.
More recently. Like, and then were you sort of thinking, I'm just going to say anything I can use?
Yeah, I think, for sure. I think because I'm in a relationship now and there's a lot of pages about him, but he's not in the actual book itself. So his pages are next to other people's pages, and he was like, I don't know how I feel about that. And I was like, tough luck.
So how do you feel now about protected sex and consensual sex, you know?
Oh, it's just, like, I think once you meet that one person that you really are comfortable with again. Because I met 13 people that I was comfortable with, but then there's my partner now who I'm just obsessed with, and it's a full
circle.
Calm
down, Jesus. What's going on about it? Yeah. But that's cool, though. That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah, and, it's like a full circle now.
But it's really great that you've been able to find some sort of, you know, get some balance back after that, you know, and I think that's what is really cool. But people okay about taking photos and put them in a book and having a photo exhibition of them around the town?
Everyone that's in the book is okay with it. I think there were two that weren't okay with it,
right,
and I took them completely out and didn't use any of their photos. I made sure that their consent was given when it came to publishing the book.
And what about this exhibition? When's it happening?
It's next Tuesday on Cross Street. Starts at 8.
Cool. Whereabouts on Cross Street?
4 Cross Street.
Oh, lovely.
So
lovely.
Right next to like Sunset Tattoos.
And for those of you that are cruising Sunset Tattoos, the book's called Come Back to Bed. And what sort of person would buy it, do you think, Robin?
I think the people that have bought it have been through something similar or just really like the photos. I think if you walked into a bookstore, you wouldn't be like, that's a book I want to buy.
It's a really cool idea for a book.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool.
I think you have to know the idea behind it.
It's very deeply personal, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I did it just as a little diary to myself, and then I thought maybe the world can have it.
And can I just say, it's a beautiful book. You're talking before off air about how you were very careful about choosing the sort of paper.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, we've got our book specialist in the studio with us. Jenna, before we crack into Loose Read to talk about your book that you want to talk about, can you tell us how important a good selection of paper is, please?
Especially in a photo book, eh? Yeah, especially in a photo book. You've got to have that good stock.
Good stock.
Good stock.
And did you find, was it, I mean, it's sort of, I think people put books together is great. I think it's really cool, you know? And I think it's very admirable indeed. Do you think that you would do it again some way? Or do you continue your photography, obviously? That'd be wasted talent otherwise.
Yeah, I think I'd definitely carry on photography. Not a sequel or not a series to the book.
That's not going to go well with a new boyfriend, obviously, but yeah.
Maybe another book.
Would you work further in sort of helping people?
Or
finding a way to, you know, sort of get back into to a comfortable place.
Yeah. In the position where now a lot of people come to me and email me about their stories, which it's very brave of them to do. So I think I would carry it on, yeah.
Hey, Robert Tanner, thank you very much for coming in. Tell us about your book, Come Back to Bed, and all the very best for it. And the exhibition is on Tuesday, did you say?
Yes, next Tuesday.
Night only, so that's why the book's good, because it's...
Yeah, it's just last one.
You can exhibit that at home till the cows come home. All right, hey, thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.